This community update was brought to you by U Radio. This year, one of Winnipeg's most distinctive heritage sites is celebrating a major milestone. The Dalnevirt Museum has marked the 130th anniversary of the home's construction, the past weekend full of festivities designed to reconnect Manitobans with the past.
Yeah, we think it's really important for people to be able to not just read about history, but to actually come and see it and experience it for themselves in a more tangible way.
Explained Samantha McShadow, the museum's services manager.
And by experiencing history in this way, we hope that as a community and as a society that we'll be able to learn from our past in order to create a better shared future.
Built in 1895, Dalnevirt was once the family home of Hugh John MacDonald, son of Canada's first prime minister. Over the decades, it has been transformed in numerous ways.
So it's been through a lot of different phases. It used to be a house where people lived in, and then it was a rooming and boarding house for a period of time before it was abandoned, and then it was rescued by the Manitoba Historical Society in the 70s, and then they turned it into the museum that it is now today.
The anniversary weekend was part of Dalnevirt Days, a community festival first launched for the museum's 50th anniversary. McShadow noted that the event brought in families, curious first-time visitors, and longtime neighborhood residents who were astonished to discover a museum in their own backyard.
They didn't know this place existed until a weekend like this, and they come by for the first time. They're like, oh, I have to come back. Like, it's so special to get to watch people interact with the house and see history come to life for them in this way, and it's been really wonderful to have that positive community engagement.
An exciting moment for the museum, the milestone also highlights the importance of preserving Winnipeg's history. McShadow said if efforts aren't made, these landmarks could easily disappear.
Well, definitely Dalnevirt is not alone in our continual struggle to stay afloat and stay open. Funding from all levels of government is important. If you have a government official on hold and you are looking to chat to them about the heritage budget, that's something that's always important for us.
While support comes from government grants and an endowment fund with the Winnipeg Foundation, community donations and volunteer hours remain crucial.
So we have a really robust community of about 50 to 70 regular volunteers. Some of those people, they're the people you're meeting when you come in. They're at the front desk. They're in the house giving tours. But then we also have people like our board. We have a collections registrar who does all of her work as a volunteer. Our garden team are volunteers. So that's another way that like you can help support us or other heritage sites is if you have some time to give. Most places are able to make use of you in some way. And yeah, that people element is so important to just bringing this place to life, but also to keeping everything running.
Looking ahead, Dalnevirt has plans to continue engaging visitors with hands-on immersive programming. Upcoming highlights include Halloween events, a Christmas lineup, specialty tours such as Dalnevirt on Drugs, which explores Victorian-era medicine, and collaborations with local artists for Culture Days.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting for people to get to learn about different experiences in different ways because, you know, you can read about gruel, but it's certainly an experience to try it. But it helps to showcase to different parts of your brain, like what's going on.
Through these efforts, McShadow said that Dalnevirt strives to make history more than a subject in a book. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.